Sunday morning, hundreds of thousands of Australians took to the streets to protest against possible military action in Iraq. Yesterday was a day of demonstrations worldwide, with millions of anti-war protesters rallying from Los Angeles to Kiev to Cape Town. Many of the largest protests were in Europe, where governments are divided on whether to support a war, but where people appear largely united against one, at least without UN support. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
One of the biggest rallies happened in Rome. People of all ages came from across the political spectrum. It was festive, with jugglers, stilt walkers, and musicians. But the message was serious. No kind of war was a rallying cry, backed up by rainbow-colored peace banners everywhere. Demonstrators here showed they disagree with their prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, who supports President Bush against Iraq. But this marcher, a middle-aged computer programmer, said it was not an anti-American rally.
It's only Bush and everyone who surrounds him that I don't like. No, I like Americans, after everything they did for us, the peace they brought, and everything else. But I don't like this aggression, and so I am marching.
In London, too, the message was no to Mr. Bush and to British Prime Minister Tony Blair, the White House's strongest ally. Writer and cultural commentator Tariq Ali says many demonstrators were motivated by a simple reason.
And when politicians no longer speak for the people, people have to speak for themselves.
He says a potential attack against Iraq has little to do with Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein has been in power now for many, many years, and for the first 20 years he was in power, he was supported by the same politicians in the United States who now want his head. So this war has nothing much to do with Saddam Hussein or his weapons. It has everything to do with capturing an Arab country, using it to remap the region, and placating Israel. That's what this war is about. That's what it's seen to be about by an overwhelming majority of the world's population. And no one believes Tony Blair.
In Britain, demonstrators urged Blair to join French and German leaders who are questioning or straight out opposing the U.S. approach to Iraq. In Paris yesterday, tens of thousands of people joined an anti-war protest. In Berlin, 500,000 marched through the Brandenburg Gate. That demonstration aimed to both support the German government and to criticize President Bush. 25-year-old Darius Werth traveled 5 hours by bus to demonstrate. He sees no point in forcing a war when other options still seem useful.
Inspections can be effective. The inspectors themselves said they need more time and more manpower to do their job. And I think they can do it. If they have the time and the money and the equipment, it is possible.
Germans also dismissed some recent American suggestions that their opposition to military action in Iraq means they're ungrateful for U.S. help in World War II. One noted the U.S. joined that war only after Pearl Harbor was attacked. Another, Berliner Inge Dietrich, says World War II helped shape Germany's perspective.
What does war bring? It's the worst thing that could happen. People have already fought in enough wars, and there have already been enough wars.
She doesn't know whether all these people on the street will affect the U.S. administration's point of view, but she says she hopes so. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.